Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Juju Gotti, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, Jay Skills. We got a hell of a show for you guys today. We're going to talk about bedbugs. That shit really sucks, don't it? Strip clubs. Oh, the topic that just doesn't go away. What do you do on a date when your date orders 48 goddamn oysters? Right, as well as the fantasy football update. I know y'all are really excited to figure out what's happening. I'm gonna just tease y'all right now. There's a name that's for a certain group in the standings. You don't want to miss this. But first, www.patreon.com/countthedings. Join in, sign up. That's where you get access to the rewatchingtons that we do for Cinephobe. That's where we do the Cinephobe special edition episodes. That's where we do the OG podcast. We do the Discord. We do so many things over there. You don't want to miss it. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are a Patreon signed up and locked in. All right, let's get it started.
Now, speaking of thirsty, we got to talk about these 48 oysters.
The 48 laws of power, as I like to call it.
There's a lot of scenarios in this, too. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's get this out the way. It's $15 per
dozen.
Dozen, yes.
It's like a happy
Which
hour.
Is a pretty good deal.
Right?
As I understand, I don't eat clams or whatever oysters.
So $60 for what, 48 oysters?
Yeah.
Right? How much is too much for you to be like, hold up, I'm cool, I'm turned off and I'm getting ready to leave? Or you just going to let her mob out and order as much food as she want to eat?
It depends on if we're loaded.
Because I went on a date and I ordered four for a girl. I was like, and I looked at four as like, that's cool.
Wait, four oysters or four dozen?
Four oysters. Just four little things. Because I didn't think, I ordered obviously more food. But my thing was like, the idea, like now that I think about it, 40 is a fucking lot.
Oh, I thought you were saying you ordered four like...
No,
you mean like four individual oysters. Okay.
Yeah, because it's like a happy hour shit type shit anyway. Like,
yeah, I don't know much about oysters and shit, to be honest.
So the idea, first of all, 12 seems like a dozen seems like that might be cool. You do a dozen.
Because if you bring a bowl of mussels out to the boys' table though, right? Like, I mean, like I fuck with mussels. Like you bring a bowl of
you gonna eat 48 mussels?
I mean, I don't know. Mussels are a lot smaller, right? So when they come out like that, they're like it's a much smaller shellfish, right? So like if you eat four mussels, like that's
the thing is
fuck you bring that shit out for
48 ain't gonna really fuck her up, but it's the idea that it's fucking 48.
Right. Like how many things can you actually eat 48 of? Like maybe edamame, French fries.
I can't even eat more than four Uncrustables.
I'm gonna tell you right now. This is okay. There's a fun way to have this conversation, and then there's a non-fun way to have this conversation. I'm going to make all the right, non-fun way.
Let's go to non-fun.
Let me do the non-fun way. This shit didn't really happen. It's all staged. It's a fucking stupid-ass social media thing. And of course it didn't happen. Because first of all, one person eating 48 oysters is insane. Second of all, like, also documenting all of it. Also, they're stacking the trays. Like, the person who's coming out and bringing you another oyster tray doesn't take away the empty one. None of this adds up. None of this makes sense, right? That's the non-fun way to have it.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
The fun way to have it is all of these hoes in these comments. I'm like, well, he's so cheap at that. And I'm like, bitch, who the fuck is ordering $60 worth of oysters for a drink? Dude said, let's get a drink. And you out here eat oysters like there's no tomorrow, slurping it up all disgusting. Oh my God, man.
Hey, that noise. And that she noise, wasn't even playing. Hey, that noise alone is like scratching a fucking chalkboard to me.
Yeah.
Because I don't like, I don't even like empty cups being slurped. Oh, so the
what
idea,
was that action you just did with your hands?
I got
that shit. That shit kind of crazy, bro. That
was crazy, killer.
That's kind of wild, so, man.
Anywho.
Hey, yo.
Pause. This is pause for the rest of the show. I need a pause immunity, nigga.
I don't think that's not pause.
But where are y'all questioning? And if you know, in this dream scenario, that at what oyster number are you kind of speaking up to, about her intake?
But they're
on the first dozen, you're like, slow down, partner.
Well, you got no, we got a factor.
We get a dozen. We sharing. I don't care if it's a special or not, nigga. A dozen should be enough for both of us to like doubt.
Yeah, yeah. Like to me, this is what it comes down to. It comes down to, A, have I had sex with this woman before?
Right.
If I haven't had sex with her, guess what? My tolerance level gets a lot higher. As long as I believe sex is gonna happen, right? My tolerance level is very high. The moment I know I done hit before, this isn't to say like, oh, I've lost all interest, whatever, but it's like, I done already put down a down payment. I do mortgage payments now, but like my monthly, but I've done put down a 20% before. I'm not doing it again.
Right.
So at that point, it's like, it's very straightforward. It's, I done hit before. All right, cool. You want some oysters? All right, we'll get one. And then she's like, she gonna get another. Like, I'll be like, yo, I gotta get going, by the way. Like, shit's happening. I gotta go.
So you don't even give her a warning. It's a straight exit strategy at that point.
No, yeah, because if she doesn't have the common sense to know, like you're ordering multiples of a dozen, it's kind of crazy. Yeah. If she doesn't know that on her own, I'm not gonna make a scene. I'm just gonna let her know, like, hey man, like I gotta go, by the way. So
but if you haven't hit, what's the number?
No, there ain't no number, brother. It's all about like, do I believe this is improving my chances?
Right.
Exactly. Or is like, this is someone who's clearly like, she's not giving no rhythm back. I'm like,
yeah. No, and I agree with you.
It's crazy.
I agree with you actually 100%. I mean, because if I haven't hit and the more oysters, the more comfortable and the more I feel like this is going to happen.
Yep.
Then it's endless oyster night. Like, yeah. Eat so, your heart's content.
Let me get on my Steve Harvey right now and explain this to the women listeners who are listening. Like, you're trying to take notes. All right, let me give you some notes. Right, if First of all, do not confuse this with what a lot of women think. It's like, oh, I have a 6-month rule. No, you do that, I'm out. Like, oh, I'm good. Like, I don't need to wait a certain amount of time. The idea is that the goal must feel attainable, achievable for the man, right? So you can't go to this well often. You can't go on like 5 dates where you're doing this shit, because that's going to burn quickly. But within that first date, if you're doing this and you're not going to give up the draws, at least what you got to do to keep it going is some flirtatious touches of the hand, like with laugh at his jokes, like yeah. Take a picture with him with the cheek to cheek, and you feel that body warmth. Like, these are all of the things that's going to fool this nigga into thinking, I got her. I no got pictures. Her right. Oh, just keep the oysters going. We got one on the line. And then at the end of the night, you do what you do, whatever. But do not abuse it. Do not think you can act like a total bitch and still keep this shit going. Do not think you can go to this well 3, 4, 5 dates in a row and not give up something. I'm not saying that's necessary. I'm just saying, like, yo, the guy's probably gonna lose interest at some point.
I'm getting grossed out, motherfucker, taking a picture of the oyster tray before it even come out. I'm gonna be yeah. like,
I think y'all are wilding.
I won't lie, wilding. People who take pictures of the shit that they're about to eat or drink.
Jerv.
I'm not gonna say it's a red flag, but it's kind of like, all right, motherfucker, like, we're not gonna be doing this all night.
I don't particularly care for the person who wants to take a picture of
I just let it slide, bro, if that's what you do. Because I know who I'm dealing with already. If I follow them and they be posting it, go for it. Because I know the phone eat first. But, my nigga, I'm just like, my nigga, there's gluttony in some of this shit. You gotta, oh. I can't.
So, bro. All right, okay. Maybe I'm thinking you all are talking it from it like, yo, why am I buying like all this shit type shit? Okay, if you all looking at it from a glut, from that standpoint, cool. I'm looking at it like, hey, look. These motherfuckers is way more expensive normally. She like oysters. If I probably would pause after like the second dozen. The first dozen, I'd be like, all right, second dozen, it's like, all right, whatever. I don't give a fuck. And then it's like, damn, it's like a fucking third.
Nigga, that's 24 dozen. Though. Like, think about that though.
That's a
think
lot.
About
that's
20.
A lot.
Hey man.
That's a
lot of fucking. Yo, dog, I've gone to you go sit down with somebody that eats crabs, bro. Niggas, when seafood comes out, when it's they shit, niggas lose all marbles and everything, also, bro. Niggas go ham with unlimited.
But you also got to understand too. This is another thing. I don't be in these establishments. I do not.
You ain't never been nowhere where people ate crabs,
nigga.
You don't go
they don't eat crabs
crab?
In L.A.
Man, hell nah.
What y'all eat crabs
about?
Out of L.A.?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Oh, no, I'm not. No. You snuck the. You snuck to LA after I said no. Hell no. I'm saying I don't be going to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not
even
been
to Boiling Crab.
I'm not going there, nigga. Not like saying that it ain't like a good.
Do you
spot.
Eat crabs, Trey? In general,
I like crab meat, but
yo.
I feel like it's. I say it for the fucking immunity. Pause, nigga. Do crab have any of that?
How it works.
This shit is crazy.
Anyway, not at all how it works.
That's not how it works at all.
So first of all, I'm personally not a fan of crab because that shit's too much work. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't. You know what I mean? The idea of it. I fuck with some lobster. You know what I'm saying? But even the lobster's still too much with the little ass fucking fork and trying to pop all that shit. Just prepare my shit already for me out. Cause I don't
I'm
like that shit.
I don't do
but
whole
the crab,
crabs.
The crab shit legs. Where I gotta put the bib on and flip the fucking gloves inside.
Put that bib on.
I'm not doing all
hey,
that
bro.
Shit, dog.
Listen, bro, don't ever go nowhere with me that has like an unlimited damn. Type like crab leg type situation.
Why would I?
Just
why
walk
would
away.
I, nigga? Look,
he said, do not go to Red away. Lobster. Hey Trey, he said, don't go to Red Lobster. Endless.
I don't play for a
me,
fucking
brother.
AAU team. This nigga going on AAU team fucking dinners and shit.
Hey dog, I fuck. Dog,
no,
I go anywhere that has crab legs, bro.
I believe it, bro. Listen, I'm not shaming crab legs because niggas be having the butter on the side. That shit be looking good and all that.
Bro, crab legs and butter is one of the like
top tier
that ever happened to.
But the idea of like cracking that shit, I remember the chef brought my shit. We brought this big ass fucking. He brought a big ass tomahawk. He brought the shit. You nigga, you know Chef Drewski. Shout out to Chef Drewski. Y'all book my nigga.
Oh,
you feel me? If y'all need something out here.
Why you say it like that? Like,
the nigga put the crab legs on the shit, and I'm like, nigga, I don't do that. You feel me? Like, but my joint at the time, she was all for it. I'm just me. I just gave it. Look, you can have all the crab legs, baby, because I ain't about to even be trying to crack that shit. I don't even know. Every time I even do it, the motherfucker look like
fancy, yo. Like, you're such a fancy guy, man.
But you know, you can get crab legs. This is crazy. That's like already pre-cut, and
I would love that. I'm
gonna be honest. Like, as someone who can't eat any of that shit, it looks tremendous, man. I wish I could do the shit where it break open and the juices fly out, and they dip that shit in the butter and then they squeeze the lemon.
Are you allergic?
I'm like ridiculously allergic.
Oh,
I know. Like, not just a little bit, like a lot allergic. So I can't around
with
it, man.
Wait. Do you
want to eat lobster?
I can't eat lobster. I can't eat any. I can't eat
no sushi,
octopus,
or anything like
calamari,
that.
Squid. Damn. None of that. I can eat fish. I can eat salmon. I can eat tuna.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I had some of the best yellowtail fried calamari the other day, nigga. Oh,
that shit looks amazing.
That shit, baby.
I can't stand calamari, yo.
Oh, bro, a fire ass lobster tail, nigga, and a motherfucking butter.
Y'all niggas
nigga.
Bang.
Come on,
cause we like lobster tail. Oh man, yo.
Yeah, bro. Surf and turf is probably top the best dinner you could have, my nigga.
Now that's a dinner fit for a king.
You feel me?
Surf and turf.
A little surf and the turf.
Sound like a sex thing, man, to be honest. She gave me that old surf and turf. Well, that's gonna do it for us here at Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Shout out to Juju, shout out to Jerv, shout out to Jason, shout out to Trey. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings, be a Patreon. We got some new shit we might be unveiling over the next few weeks or so. So you definitely want to stay tapped in there. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.